I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
As a child, you would wait and watch from far away. But you always knew that you'd be the one that worked while they all play. And you'd lay awake at night and scheme of all.
Is absolutely going to break the internet. Uncancelable, coming to the Stu Peters Network. That's coming next month in May already. By the way, to support the program, we can't rely on these big globalist mega corporations like a lot of these other people. We can't rely on Jewish funding like Ben Shapiro. You know, we can't rely on big major networks like Fox and CNN and MSNBC, because we can't rely on BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street, because we choose not to do business with the devil and Satan and the enemy. So how do we get by? We get by having great products in our own store, spnstore.com. You can get the Christ is King shirt there, as well as Stu Peters logo wear, all kinds of merch. It's being built out every single day. We are a community that supports one another. I can't do it without you, and I want to thank you for that support. And I hope that you didn't get too comfortable, because once again, these anti-white forces of cultural Marxism and mockery are back at it. They won't stop. They're always on the offensive, always on the grind, especially in places like the United States and the UK, for obvious reasons, because they're the two most advanced countries in world history. They were created by white people, and they have been selected for systematic destruction by diversity and equity, Marxism, communism. Which, by the way, is Jewish. You see, the accomplishments of our civilizations, the accomplishments of our countries and of our ancestors and of our ancestors' creations, their beliefs, their relics, their monuments we've dedicated in their memory, all of those things are on the chopping block. Every one of those things is being marched into the court of diversity and convicted and then obliterated and destroyed, never to be seen again. Over in England, in the capital city of London, actual English people are a minority. And the mayor is a Muslim. And for that matter, the prime minister is an Indian Hindu. On London's West End, where the British have their version of a Broadway, a new production of Romeo and Juliet is preparing to debut, featuring a diverse cast and becoming just the latest piece, really, of centuries-old white artwork to be weaponized as a display case for white replacement. Tom Holland, the actor from Spider-Man, will play Romeo. And Francesca Amuada Rivers, will play the diverse version of Juliet. In this modern rendition of this Shakespearean classic that's been dubbed Romeo and Shaniqua. Now, I'm sure that that's just a coincidence, but over the past few days, this play has been everywhere in the press. It's been covered by all of the usual suspects, the people that I named. The corporate communication rags that are used to plant distractions and plant wedge issues into the general population. You ever notice that they never talk about anything that you and your family are talking about at the freaking dinner table? Nothing of importance at all whatsoever. Nothing that makes a difference in your life. Romeo and Juliet don't matter for the prosperity of your children. Romeo and Juliet aren't forcing your kids to get a vaccine. Romeo and Juliet aren't forcing your kids to chop off their dick and call themselves a girl. No. And this is no exception. It's very obvious that this version of Romeo and Juliet is being used as a culture war beachhead. And if you don't like it, you're a racist. And because it's probably funded by Jews, you're probably anti-Semitic as well. I mean, why not? Everything is racist and anti-Semitic. After the play and its cast faced this barrage of criticism, most of it extremely valid and pointing out the obvious attempt at disrupting something beloved by white people, the Jamie Lloyd Company, which is directing and producing the play, released a statement throwing around the usual buzzwords, acting like they're Napoleon at the anti-white version of Waterloo when they said that they would protect their cast members at all costs. Listen, the statement reads, quote, "Following the announcement of our Romeo and Juliet cast, there's been a barrage of deplorable racial abuse online directed toward a member of our company. This must stop. We're working with a remarkable group of artists. We insist that they are free to create work without facing online harassment. We will continue to support and protect everyone in our company at all costs. Any abuse will not be tolerated. Oh, and will be reported. Bullying and harassment have no place online in our industry or in our wider communities." It continues. "Our rehearsal room is full of joy and compassion and kindness. We celebrate the extraordinary talent of our incredible collaborators. The Romeo and Juliet community will continue to rehearse with generosity and love and focus on the creation of our production." End quote. End quote. Maybe I should have been Romeo. See, people are so predictable. It's the same damn thing every single time with these people. They take something that's beautiful, and then they completely destroy it and turn it into an abomination. They make it ugly. And if you don't like it, they just accuse you of a hate crime. And then they use the corporate media to enforce it. These people, like this Jamie Lloyd Company, they took a timeless work of art, something a lot of people think is really beautiful, and then they used it to make a Marxist political statement. They took this third world black chick who would be considered hideously ugly by the standards of any race, who makes Michelle Obama look like the prom queen, and then they cast her in the role of someone so beautiful that she's worth actually dying for. I mean, it's ridiculous on its face. No pun intended. But it's not like they're the first ones to do this. This has been a fad now for years. Like turning Julius Caesar into a black guy or Alexander the Great into a butt pirate. anything to diminish the creations and the accomplishments and the mere existence of white people. Remember Hamilton? When the founders were cast as a bunch of minorities and people actually thought that it was because Hamilton in real life was black? There are actually people who think that because of that play. And though Hamilton may be the one that the white race could agree to give up, considering he's the guy who surrendered America to the international banking cartel right from the very start, but what all this comes down to is this obsessive Marxist anti-white desire to redistribute the accomplishments and the ideas and the culture of white people, the success of white people, to groups who have never accomplished on their own. Who, when Shakespeare was writing Romeo and Juliet, they'd yet to master the concept of the wheel, let alone a written language? And the entertainment industry is the perfect place to roll this agenda out because right along with the academia, it has the attention of the people. It's the perfect field to run a psyop through, to demoralize the population. Hollywood Jews have been doing it on screen for decades. A theater stage is no different. I don't know. Maybe you agree, maybe you don't. Arthur Kwan Lee may agree and may not. We'll ask him now. Do you?
Well, this is just another arm of trying to erase white racial consciousness, as we know, which has always been by the playbook. And it's interesting because all of these great attempts to be revisionists in our history, you know, they're done so successfully in the arts, but it's an arm of what we, many people know as a clergy plan. And you're making me think of this excerpt of, it's called Practitioner Idealismus, which is what clergy wrote. And the whole idea is to try to make white people accept the intermarrying of different race mixing. But the plan was to first make them all accepted in the high arts. And, you know, I was looking through my notes before I went on this, before I came on here. And can I read you a quote?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
I want to read you a quote by Israel Cohen. Okay. So this is a part of the clergy plan, just so you know, the plan being to destroy white racial consciousness once again. And he's a thought leader of the Zionist movement, and he also served as the secretary of the World Zionist Organization. So he writes,
sounds like a great guy.
But this is a mic drop here. He writes that we must realize our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension by propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites. We can mold them in the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for the subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in whites a guilt complex for the exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin to progress, which will deliver America to our cause. So this is just a part of the playbook. The idea of that, you know, we're going to basically cause white people to feel this internal guilt with the fake virtues, Talmudic virtues of tolerance and diversity. Meaning, it's a progressive idea to not acknowledge the social cohesion that your forefathers have left you. Abandon your identity because you're being virtuous with this pseudo virtue. So what is new here? They're just doing more satanic inversion by just their language play and owning all of this, right? So this is by the playbook, and this was written in the Kalerke plan. But it's interesting because when you actually study this actual strategy of destroying white racial consciousness, specifically in America, he actually says the Aryan people, they admit this, the Aryan people are too strong to confront directly. We need to be manipulative. We need to use the arts and their entertainment. We need to make them castigated from a sense
of class. We need to use mysticism, and we need to use trickery.
Well, I mean, they're doing damn well, Stu. I mean, you got to understand that, like, it's funny, but at the same time, it's heartbreaking because even this usage of the word class, you know, when we think of class, we think it's a pretentious thing. Well, all these Christian white people in this country, we used to produce the greatest paintings, the greatest art, beautiful dramas, classical compositions, amazing composing and directing, and it made people class, you know, it's what you want your children to be exposed to. But now when you think of class, you think it's this pretentious thing. So we need to kind of bring that back because they want the glory.
And I mean, talking about the obvious as well, you know, it should not be difficult for people. People get so uncomfortable by words, literally by disagreements. People get so uncomfortable that they just, oh my, like their face is going to melt off because, you know, you go, for example, the other night, you know, we're live in this debate with this Jew called Adam King and this Christian Zionist who might as well be a Jew who found these heifers and he's going to usher in the Antichrist because he thinks that he's called by God to burn cows and whatever. And all I said was, hey, there's a new covenant, you know, the New Testament. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. And Jesus Amen. Christ actually said, no more sacrifices required. You don't have to mutilate and torture and execute cows and then burn them and then rub them all over yourself and then clean ground with them, where, by the way, something is already there that exists to build this temple that, by the way, they tried to do before. And God was like, no, you're not doing that. And fire came raining down, by the way. And then the original temple, of course, we all know Jesus Christ braided his own whip and then went and chased these people, these money changers, out of there. Okay, so you say things like that, and it's Christians that get upset. Look, I'm not a biblical scholar, so maybe I don't know, you know, the book and the verse, or the book and the chapter and the exact verse, or maybe I didn't quote verbatim the Scofield Bible, you know, that all of these boomers are using. But it's not even Jews that get offended by me saying there's a new covenant, and all you have to do is accept Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, lovingly receive the gospel, you know, repent, be baptized in his name, seek out the church of Christ. It doesn't say anywhere that a man needs to go grab a perfectly red heifer and execute it and mutilate it and start it on fire and rub it all over yourself and build a temple and usher in the Antichrist. No, that's God's job to do these things. This is God's plan and it's God's timing, but it's Christians that get offended. It's white people that get offended when you say blacks commit more violent crime. If I say overwhelmingly you go to a predominantly black community, you are less safe than if you go to a white suburban area, that's racist. No, it isn't. It's freaking factual, okay? So just ask any, you know, middle-aged white Karen, where would you rather walk by yourself with your Coach purse? The south side of Chicago or, you know, Beverly Hills, California? Or some suburb thereof? The answer is obvious. And you won't catch her on the south side of Chicago walking by herself with her Coach purse because she knows that blacks do more crime than whites. And she knows, and everybody else knows, whites built this country and they did it successfully. The accomplishments of white people far outweigh all of these people who now want equity. Do you know what equity means? Yeah, it means taking
white
your
baby.
Yeah, white genocide. After they steal all your though. Then it's genocide and then kill you and get rid of you. We don't need you, Whitey. We just need all of your things.
This is why I have a slightly different take on this. I mean, from a lot of the guys in the space who are truly dissidents like you and I, you know, like the ones with gonads, right? I got to say, like, you know, much of the language and the cadence reacting to all these things, like whether it's Romeo and Tyrone, whether it's them saying Shakespeare was a Jew, all this horse manure, I'm starting to feel that, you know what, this is just validation that white people, y'all have to be racist. Stop saying, oh, we're not racist. No, be racist, because everyone else is. And I'm not saying to you know, look at a whole demographic and push them aside. But what I am saying is that the reality of tribalism, the only way you can actually categorize people for social cohesion is race and religion.
I'm out of time.
So we're going to look at that.
Go ahead. Finish your point. I'm out of time.
That's all I'm saying. Let's go, white man. You got to stand up for your race and recognize that so long as you don't embrace the fact that your identity has historical pedagogy behind it, they will continue to insult you with horse manure films like this Romeo and Juliet film.
Yeah. And I want to apologize, by the way. I used some foul language, kept the, you know, producers busy here with the censorship button. I shouldn't do that. I should really watch my mouth because I'm not honoring Jesus when I speak like that. So I'm going to try to watch that. I'm sorry, but you know, it can be really frustrating when you talk about stories like this. It's Romeo and Juliet. this hideous black Juliet. Oh my God. Arthur Kwame.
Romeo and Tyrone, brother.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Oh man.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. You all know that I love Magnesium Breakthrough. It's been a life changer for me. My sleep, my mood, my relaxation. So for those of you that have never tried it, now's your chance, because this month only, you can get a free bottle of this best-selling full-spectrum supplement that contains all seven forms of magnesium that your body craves in exactly the right balance. Bioptimizers, the people who make this Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering a 14-day sleep challenge. So for all of you in Stew Crew, you get a free 14-day supply. All you have to do is pay some nominal shipping fee. That's it. No other strings attached, no other purchase required. The challenge is simple. Try Mag Breakthrough for 14 days, see all the positive changes I just mentioned. If your sleep and energy are not absolutely rocking by the end of 14 days, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. Get your free bottle. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Enter the coupon code STUPETERS10. That's it. Look, they wouldn't be letting me give these bottles away if they weren't 100% confident how effective it is. And again, this is now on the short list of supplements that I absolutely have to have every day. Get your free 14-day supply right now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. TechRite is back with their mini chainsaws. You guys ran them out of stock on these things. They haven't had them on the shelves for 3 months, but now they're back. And not only are they're back at 50% off for the summer. This new mini chainsaw is so small, it's mind-blowing. New mini chainsaw makes tree trimming easier and 2 times faster. It's the easiest chainsaw to use. It can even be operated with one hand, for crying out loud. You don't have to deal with those big, bulky chainsaws to get the job done anymore. Thousands of Americans have purchased this new mini chainsaw at full retail price, but now, for you, Stu Crew, 50% off for the summer. Grab your mini chainsaw for 50% off right now and get free shipping if you purchase today. TackRightStu.com. That's TackRightStu.com. Again, TackRightStu.com. Orders will ship within one business day from TackRight Warehouse in New York. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is a major supporter of Israel, and his speakership has developed and evolved. People are beginning to wonder just how close with Israel Mike Johnson really is. I mean, most of them are very close at that level of government, actually. But since the very moment that he was installed as speaker, Johnson has been going way out of his way to extend as much support as possible, financially, militarily, verbally, any way that you can possibly imagine, to that foreign secular nation state 6,000 miles away. And it's not just to Israel. No, they're mutual friends in Ukraine as well. Now, do you remember when he took the gavel? His first order of business was to pass resolutions to make sure that his bosses in Tel Aviv and Kyiv knew that what was down for the cause, that he was down for the cause, that they were all down for the cause, to make sure that they knew that he was ready to put Israel first and bring Ukraine along for the ride as well. Throughout Israel's war in Gaza, as the civilian death toll among Palestinians, among women and children, has completely skyrocketed, has reached genocidal proportions, ethnic cleansing levels, Mike Johnson has joined the worst of the worst of the Israel First lobby to give the homosexual nation state that claims to be made up of God's chosen people carte blanche to do whatever it wants, to kill whomever it wants. And anyone who questions it, anyone who calls for a ceasefire or even humanitarian pause, is slammed as a Hamas supporter. That's what Fox News and members of Congress and all of the people in Mike Johnson's orbit do to shut down anyone who questions their grand poobah of Israel. And Johnson's even badmouthed his fellow Israel firsters like Joe Biden for not doing enough for Israel. This is a guy who used his State of the Union address to brag about being Israel's biggest supporter in DC history, who's letting a genocide go on unchecked. And Mike Johnson says he's not doing enough for Israel. He says he's emboldening Hamas. This is nuts. Just this week, Johnson released a statement marking the six-month anniversary of the October 7 attacks, calling for more aid, calling for Americans to shut their mouths and just deal with it. Stop questioning Israel. Johnson said, quote, "It's time to stop lecturing Israel on how it should best defend itself and begin equipping our friend with the resources necessary to eliminate the threat of Hamas once and for all." End quote. So Mike Johnson is so deeply committed to his support for Israel, to avoiding a ceasefire, that he's telling his own country, his own tax-paying voters, to just shut up and fork over the money. And people are beginning to wonder why. Because public support for Israel, especially among the America First base that Johnson claims to represent, is completely collapsing. But these politicians continue bowing down. They continue worshiping Israel to the detriment and possibly to the death of American citizens and many, many others. Brian Fail is a reporter with National File. He's learned through his investigative journalism that Mike Johnson received over $95,000 in cash from AIPAC. Ah, the Israel lobby is paying Mike Johnson. Who could have thought that? That's the political machine that exists to advance Israel's influence in the United States and Israel's control over the United States government. And Mike Johnson got that cash after he rammed a $14 billion Israeli aid package through Congress. And that's not all. Between 2023 and 2024 alone, Johnson's received at least $250,000 from AIPAC and other Israel lobby bagmen. So what is this? Is Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, this guy who we're told was coming to replace Kevin McCarthy and be the America First Speaker, drain the swamp, set things up for Trump to come in on a white horse and save America, is this guy working for Israel? Would it shock you? Is this what his going rate is? $95,000 for every $14 trillion worth of aid that he rams through? These are questions that need to be asked, and they're questions that need to be answered, investigated by journalists and citizens and potentially by law enforcement. If there's any law enforcement left that's not under these people's control, this needs to be investigated. Brian Fail of National File joins us now. Brian, I mean, he's got his shekels now, 30 pieces of silver to turn his back on the American people and potentially send them to their death.
Well, thanks for having me, Stu.
Yeah, of course.
Just to begin, you know, with these politicians, they want to establish a career. So that's why they go to AIPAC. AIPAC will, you know, fund their donations, fund whatever they need to stay in power. And that's essentially why. I don't think it's, you know, some sort of I used to think it was a state religion at this point, Zionism, but more it's like a boys club that operates as, you know, setting politicians up. I mean, we can go back to, you know, October 7th. I don't know if you know Richie Torres. Richie Torres is a Democratic congressman in New York, and he compared the death of 600 Israelis. He said it was equivalent to 20,000 Americans, and nobody said anything. Nobody said a word. I don't understand this. This is remarkable. This is remarkable how AIPAC has so much control. The Israel lobby has so much control over our media, over our people in general, because they have this, you know, undue, you know, feelings for Israel as if we have this alliance. And these people don't even understand it. I mean, I would say Gen X and the boomers, they don't understand these things. But the younger crowds are starting to get it. They're starting to be more aware of it. But I think it's, you know, remarkable. And if you look at AIPAC's website, they say that 98% of AIPAC-backed candidates won their general election in 2022. So they basically control our government.
Yeah, of course they do. And this is exactly what I said. You're not a serious candidate unless you kiss the wall, wear the ridiculously tiny, embarrassing hat, until you ask for the blessing of Israel, until you promise them essentially that you're going to throw this country's dick into the dirt for the sake of, you know, this secular nation state, this pro-abortion, pro-homosexual nation state, pro-mandate. I think everybody's on their 10th booster shot there. I mean, they're actively killing women and children at alarming amounts. I mean, some of the reports that we've seen here are just unbelievable, what's happening over there in Gaza and in the West Bank and in Jerusalem. And it's not just Hamas, and it's not just, you know, Muslims. Don't let them tell you this. And not to say that it's okay to carpet bomb Muslims for being Muslim anyways. I mean, but they're doing it to all likes and all types there. So this is exactly right out in front of the entire world what I said was happening. These people get money from Israel so long as they promise Israel that they'll do what's best for Israel. And here it is. I mean, what other proof do we need? This guy got paid to ram through legislation that gives billions of dollars to Israel.
I think, you know, the biggest thing is we need people to stand up and say something. They need not to be afraid of being called anti-Semitic or saying America First is anti-Semitic. That term has basically no value at this point. We need to really stand up against this. And it's just overpowering to see the Israel lobby's influence on us, overpowering in times infinity. I see just tweets from Tom Cotton all the time about eradicating Hamas in Palestine, and then Mike Pompeo constantly talking about it. And he's got a massive following. So people are seeing this, boomers, Gen X, they're seeing this, and it's resonating with them. But, you know, I try to chime in as much as I can. I mean, I mentioned Richie Torres. He blocked me because I said that he's funded by the Israel lobby. Like, what can you do? You just got to keep on pushing. You got to keep on getting that awareness. This is a massive information warfare, and America First has to win. And I have to remark on the whole thing with Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro. That debate, if it does happen, it's going to be tremendous. It's going to lead the way for America First, because now we're going to have a clear definition of what so-called anti-Semitism is, and we're going to push through.
I've given a definition for anti-Semitism. It's fake. There's no such thing as anti-Semitism. It's a wall that they hide behind, so that from behind that wall, they can launch rockets at kids, and from behind that wall, they can launch grapples into your wallet. They just want to take everything that you have, including the future of our country, including the future of our children. I got to go. Brian Fail, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please. 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Times are uncertain, to say the least. And being prepared right now is more crucial than it ever has been before, which is why I'm here to tell you about this incredible offer from our trusted partner, American Reserves. For the entire month of April, American Reserves is offering you, the Stu Peters community, free 72-hour kits with any purchase. You heard that right. Free product with any purchase, no matter how many purchases. All you need to do is use code STU72 at checkout, because at American Reserves, it's not just about selling products. It's about ensuring that you and your loved ones are safe and prepared. This is your one-stop shop for high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-tier water filtration products, and essential survival gear. And they understand the value of being prepared without breaking the bank at American Reserves. To help make your family readiness even more accessible, American Reserves offers Shop Pay. That allows you to get the products immediately and pay later. That means that you can secure your family's safety right now, today, and pay in small, manageable installments. No stress. No compromise on quality. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit AmericanReserves.com right now. Grab your free 72-hour emergency kit with any purchase and take a smart step toward being prepared. With American Reserves and Shop Pay, you're not just preparing for emergencies, you're investing in peace of mind. The American Reserves team are my friends. I trust them with my own family's preparedness. They're true Christians and patriots, and they help support my work. Go to the good people right now at AmericanReserves.com and use the code STU72 to check out and prepare your family. Field of Greens is the healthiest thing that I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I like all of their flavors. It's completely improved my life. This is actually nutrition the way that nature intended. What I noticed right away, I noticed clearer skin. I noticed brighter, more vibrant skin. I noticed more energy when I wake up. I noticed better sleep at night. And Field of Greens is just radically different. It's different from anything else that you could possibly do. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you a 100% money-back guarantee. Who else is going to do that? Plus, I got you 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code STEW. That's promo code STEW at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code STEW.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
So the obesity rate in America is just so high. It's kind of embarrassing, actually, on a world scale. So much of our national discussion is about health and about fitness and nutrition. People are making tons of money. There's rackets everywhere, centering around losing weight or keeping off unwanted body fat. Take this pill. Do this fad diet. Subscribe to our Instagram program. So we forget that skinny people and people who look or even are physically fit also struggle with severe health issues. Even people who look healthy can and should just take steps to improve their overall health and improve their overall quality of life, to make themselves feel better on a day-to-day basis, to be able to better serve themselves and serve their families and serve their communities. So whether you're fat or whether you're skinny or muscular or anything in between, you're probably likely to suffer from at least one of the very common health issues of inflammation or high blood pressure, acid reflux disease, or brain fog. And with our contaminated and poisonous food and water supply, digestive tract issues are skyrocketing, as are autoimmune disorders, thanks in large part, of course, to the mRNA vaccine industry. But all of these are mostly invisible health issues that plague Americans. Even those who look healthy, even those who can drop off their couch right now and go run a 5K or bench press 200 pounds, they're still battling something. It's very likely. And all of those issues and a whole lot more of them can be addressed through exercise and nutrition and through the scientific approach of health and fitness pioneered by our friends at Energized Health. Been talking a lot about this. I talk about it on my Instagram. I talk about it on Twitter. Energized Health is about more than just losing weight through dieting or gaining muscle through exercise. It's not one of these fad diets. You don't have to be in the gym for 16 hours a day. No, this is about revolutionizing your entire life through the unique scientific process of intercellular hydration. You ever heard of that before? I hadn't. Not until I heard of John Jubilee and Energized Health. I would have no idea about it. What are you talking about? Hydrate my cells? What do you mean? Well, with Energized Health's proprietary programs, you can do it without spending countless hours a week in the gym or in the kitchen, you know, meal prepping or performing rigorous exercise routines and keeping up with impossible diet protocols. Energized Health's founder, John Jubilee, who's helped countless people take back control of their health, including myself and control of our lives, says that by rehydrating the smallest and most intricate parts of our system, our cells, we can build stronger bodies from the inside out, transform our health both physically and mentally. No matter what your physical and mental health situation might be, you can benefit from Energized Health. You could change your life. You could save your life. If you're a grandma or a grandpa and you want to be around for your grandchildren, there's no like age thing here. This is for everybody. Fat, skinny, short, tall, young, old, everything in between. The sick, the seemingly healthy. It's for everyone. Now, of course, for more information, for photos, testimonials of exactly what Energized Health can do for you, just go there, energizedhealth.com. Again, that's energizedhealth.com. But we are also fortunate enough for you to hear from the founder himself. John Jubilee is with us from Energized Health. John, again, thank you very much for what you've done for me. And thank you very much for what you have done for so many others. Energized Health actually really is everything that you say that it is.
Well, Stu, again, thank you so much. And Stu, I just really celebrate and honor your journey. And I just want you to know, Stu, that just since, you know, I've got to build a friendship with you and get to watch your amazing transformation, Stu, there has already literally been dozens of people, you know, on our weekly national call that have thanked you. They're thanking you. They're saying, oh my gosh, thank God for Stu Peters. You know, I've reversed my high blood pressure. I've reversed my diabetes. I've reversed diverticulitis, spinal stenosis. So Stu, you're really helping others to transform their lives as well. And this is with no exaggeration. And in a little bit, we'll share kind of one gal.
I'm going to do that right now, actually, because on these weekly calls, people call John and Chelsea, John's wife, Chelsea. They're every Tuesday on these calls to help to answer questions. There are resources. I mean, he's the founder of this, okay? And there are thousands, countless people that are, you know, going through this Energized Health Protocol, which, by the way, is really easy. But people are just amazed by their own transformations. And it's not just a physical transformation. It really is a total health transformation. In AJ's case, the same is true. Listen.
I couldn't eat gluten, eggs, dairy, nuts. I used to say I was a gluten-free vegan who couldn't eat nuts. I was on a low acid diet. I was on a low FODMAP diet for IBS. So it just eating was a complete, it was a horror show. It was really horrible. Within 6 weeks, I was eating gluten, doing dairy, I was eating almonds. It was crazy. I was off the low FODMAP diet. I was off the low, I was off all of that. I was eating regular. I could, you know, go to a restaurant and just eat. It was really, it was crazy. So I always tell you, John, thank you so much. Oh my gosh. My husband thanks you too. Cause I don't have to do research so that I can go eat. Like I can just go eat. And then in the middle of that, I also had long COVID. So I was on two heart medicines and I was on gabapentin for neuropathy and I had brain fog. I'm coming on to update that. So I am now off all heart meds, gone, and I'm getting taken off the gabapentin because it looks like the neuropathy has reversed itself as well. And I went from not being able to read a book to devouring a book almost every other day because the brain fog's completely gone.
I mean, this is an amazing testimonial. This we're talking about somebody who probably likely got involved with this because she wanted a physical transformation. She wanted to lose some weight. She wanted to be more active. She wanted to be more healthy. Little did she know that all of these diagnoses, all of these like prolonged things that she has been battling would be just completely reversed. John, that's amazing.
Well, it really is, Stu. And it's just the joy of my life. You know, this is my 27th year. Of getting to help, you know, so many people and it's so joyful when you hear someone like this, you know, I mean, look at what is that 6-7 things, you know, that she was able to reverse I know you're in the same camp. It's so frustrating when people get all this misinformation, right? They're getting misinformation that, oh, well, you're gluten intolerant, you know, you're lactose intolerant, you know, you're a celiac, all of these things. And the reality, Stu, is no, it's just they're dehydrated at the cellular level. And when our cells get dehydrated, it offsets our immune system and our digestive system. I mean, for goodness sake, everybody knows God took them to the land of milk and honey. You know, nobody's lactose intolerant. You know, milk is a good thing. Honey is a good thing. Bread is a good thing, you know. So, you know, Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. You know, nobody's supposed to not be able to, you know, eat gluten or to have dairy. No, when you're hydrated at the cellular level, you can eat everything in moderation. And before we were you know, on air today, you know, you were sharing with me, you know, about your little weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I just went to a hockey tournament for my son. You're busy. You're on the go. Sports bars everywhere. The place that he was playing at over the weekend had a sports bar built right into the arena complex. And so, of course, you go and you open up the menu and what do you have? You have bar food. You have burgers and wings and fries and, you know, appetizers, and everything goes into a vat of some kind of oil, probably not avocado oil, I would imagine. And but here's the deal. I love chicken wings. I will never give up chicken wings. I love bone-in buffalo, cook them till they float, extra crispy buffalo wings. I love bacon cheeseburgers. I had one of those too. And guess what? I ate half my daughter's fries. And listen, this is not something like you just can't enjoy. And, you know, there's all these fads like these ketos, and it's just not sustainable. I tried the keto thing years ago when this thing first kind of made its way onto the scene. And it's not sustainable. You make it for, you know, a couple weeks. But then also you have no brain power. You can't freaking think because you had no carbs. Your brain needs carbs. Your body needs carbs. You have to have carbs. And so the program is just, it's awesome. And, you know, I'm not going to brag about my own progress, but I'm eating chicken wings.
Well, I will. If you don't mind, I would love to brag about your progress. And I'd like to celebrate with everybody and ask everybody, how many people would like to have something that actually is sustainable? Because like you, Stu, this weekend, you know, look, I live in California, you know, In-N-Out Burger, you know, I like to have the...
In-N-Out, yes.
Yeah, man. I have a 4x2, so that's 4 burgers and 2 slices of cheese. And I definitely have the fries with it. But I just want people to know, too, like, we're real people. Chelsea and I and all of our clients, we teach people that something that is, it's simple, it's scientific, but it is sustainable. Because God gave us all taste buds because food tastes good. And Stu, if you wouldn't mind, I'm just going to ask you a personal favor. I know you're a humble guy, but would you mind just putting up your transformation picture and showing people? I think you're about 9 weeks in. Is that right?
So we'll just show this one here. This is 7 weeks. And that was a couple weeks ago, the last time you were on. Yeah, let's you guys have the... I sent it to John and it was in production earlier. Put that one up here. This is 9 weeks right here. There it is, 9 weeks. And what I'm pointing at there is it's going away. That's that stubborn, that really, you know, that stubborn, I still have some of it. You can see it there in the pic. I still have some of it, but it's virtually gone. Virtually all of it is gone. So yeah, I mean, it's just... That's what 9 weeks looks like. I can't wait for, you know, 9 more weeks. It only gets better every day. And the people that are around you, you know, when you're looking at yourself in the mirror all the time, you normally don't see people fluctuate 10 pounds in a day. You know, you'll weigh yourself at night, you weigh 195, you weigh yourself in the morning, you weigh 185. I mean, people fluctuate like that just normally, especially if their blood sugar's out of control or anything else is happening. They didn't drink enough water, a lot of different reasons. But when you look in the mirror, to actually be able to witness a transformation in real time, because you're looking at yourself every day, you normally don't see something that takes, you know, time. I'm noticing when I look in the mirror, I'm like, wow, I did not look like that a week ago. That wasn't there a week ago. That particular, those abs, those lower abs, they were not, they. I couldn't see them at all. Now I'm starting to be able to see some defining lines. That wasn't happening a week ago. So I can see it. And then the people around you are like, okay, what's going on here? And so the Energized Health testimonial stuff, it's really so easy because people are like, okay, what's happening here? And I'm like, oh yeah, energizedhealth.com. Just go look it up. Do the program. It's really easy.
Well, Stu, one of the things I love about your testimony and your actual picture. If people look at that, of course, everybody wants to look at those awesome muscles and those abs. But I would encourage people to take a look at the countenance of your handsome face. You're always a handsome guy, but literally the countenance of your face, you have such a healthy glow. Your countenance has literally changed because as you're getting that intercellular hydration, those cells are just lighting up like little thermal nuclear power plants.
Yeah.
And you can literally see that healthy glow. that's coming through. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today with people was it's the lean guys, it's and the lean ladies, but they still have health issues, Stu. I literally just in the past week had about a half a dozen people at my gym. I work out at kind of a high-end gym, Lifetime Fitness, and people pay a lot of money. It's pretty expensive to work out there. They have about 2 million members across America. So these people are paying money, Stu. They're showing up. But I literally ran into about a half a dozen people just this week. They're bone on bone in their knees. Well, you know what? I shared with them, you can regrow that cartilage. You can get back your mojo. You can regrow your cartilage because if you guys don't know, that's what happened to me. I didn't even know I was going to be able to play football in the backyard with my kids anymore because I was in so much pain. But I was able to reverse it. And so I love to be able to share that story with people. I ran into this other couple, Stu. They look like $1 million, man. Like they couldn't look any better if they wanted to. Both of them, super high inflammation, joint pain, acid reflux, GERD. They're dealing with all these issues that every one of them, I'm just looking them in the face saying, hey, you can 100%, 88 days, you can reverse that. I was invited to, you know, a big golf club and I'm sitting with, you know, I'm just going to call them the lean, skinny golfers, right? Every one of them, Stu, had high blood pressure, every one of them. And none of them look like they have high blood pressure. None of them had a belly or anything, but every one of them, high blood pressure. And so for all of us, you know, I just want to encourage, you know, all these listeners, you know, from your show today that, hey guys, you know what? You better get healthy at the cellular level. You know, people in their 40s, 50s, you know, just dropping dead of high blood pressure or having a stroke or a brain aneurysm. I mean, it's not even uncommon. I'm sure how many of you out there know someone that dropped dead, you know, 50 years old? Steve Jobs, right? Steve Jobs, I think 53 years old. You know, guy has the richest, you know, $2 trillion company, but he's dead. He can't even enjoy it. You know, our health is one of the few priceless things on this planet. And there really is a simple solution for people, you know, that if they'll be willing to just make a simple commitment for 88 days, that's a transformation cycle of the human body to get healthy at the cellular level. And you can really do it. You can change your life. You can have what Stu has if you'll do what Stu did. You know,
and it's not hard. That's the thing. The thing that I love about it is it's sustainable. It's not difficult. You don't have to give up your buffalo chicken wings, cook them till they float. All flats, please, by the way. You don't have to do that. You don't have to give up your 4x2, you know? You don't have to give up the bacon cheeseburgers. You really don't. I mean, everything in moderation, of course. Yes, that's just common sense. But knowing how to hydrate your cells, knowing how to soften the hard shell that's around them that's just bouncing, any hydrating that you're trying to do right now is all just basically getting pissed out. So learning the program is super easy. Sticking with it is super easy. Watching the transformation is really awesome. EnergizedHealth.com. Make sure that when you go to EnergizedHealth.com, you tell them that Stu Peters sent you. They're going to hook you up, give you a great deal. John Jubilee, for everything that you've done, thank you so much, and thanks for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. You're a rock star.
If someone told you that you could change your life, change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it?
We are John and Chelsea Jubilee. What would you say if we told you you could reverse most any ailment or symptom
without painful exercises in just 88 days? We have created the only patent-pending intercellular hydration protocol.
Don't miss your opportunity to feel better. We know there's a lot of false hope out there, and many people have bought programs that work for a moment. But life's a lot longer than a moment. You need something that's sustainable that will take care of you for a lifetime.
We have been helping people gain intercellular hydration for nearly 3 decades.
You will lose fat, not weight, fat, fast, including that killer visceral fat. Chronic dehydration is one of the root causes of many ailments and symptoms. We encourage you, go log on our website and look at these amazing testimonials.
Over and over again, we've heard our clients say it sounded too good to be true, but it worked for me.
I needed to reduce my arthritic pain, and I also had very, very high blood pressure that needed to normalize. And I'm pleased to say that I have absolutely no arthritic pain anymore, and my blood pressure is normal.
It was really cool to be able to get my life back. I didn't even think I'd cry talking about that.
I endorse the program wholeheartedly. It has led to improvements that I can't fully explain based on my medical knowledge as it was taught to me.
Ask your doctor about Energized Health. Don't miss your opportunity to transform your health now.
So log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Possible side effects may include increased joy, energy, potential reduction in prescriptions, more fulfilling relationships, fewer doctor visits, and overall improved quality of health and life.
I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stu. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.